So one of the interesting things to remember is that while it is on, it's definitely on more phones than .NET right now, it's a different flavor of Java on every different handset. And so this notion of write once, run anywhere, which even on a Windows mobile device, you definitely have to take into account different screen resolutions and things like that. Kind of saying that just because Java's everywhere, I can write it and I can target all of those platforms all at once is kind of kidding yourself. There may be certain things that you like from it as a language or as a platform that are better for you. Fine, but don't go into it thinking that just because you write against it, you're going to be able to ship it on 100 million phones all at once. You are going to have to go and do work against every different IS or every different operator, and every different handset will probably have slight tweaks between them, both on what they can do, what components they included, what libraries are there, and on and on and on. So there's definitely work for you. Right now, for sure, on the Windows mobile platform, there's fewer devices, but it is the same thing across all of them. It is the same .NET everywhere. You do have to do UI changes between a pocket PC and a smartphone, but if you're on a smartphone, it's the same across everything, which is nice. Yeah. And plus, I mean, one of the things that's happened to me a lot is I'll be at some of our developer events, and people will have made investments on the desktop around getting it back-end servers for their PC setups. And they're just kind of starting to think about mobile, and that's where we've really got something to offer, right? The skills that you learned on the desktop to get your apps .NET enabled with web services transfer right down to the device, and that kind of gets you going and gets you excited. So.